Next on RadioSt.Pete.com from the Catalyst Studios, Joe Hamilton speaks with Michael and Beth Vivio.
Joining me in the Catalyst Studio today are Michael and Beth Vivio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
So you've recently made a purchase.
Yes, a big one.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for us. You know, it's a project we've been working on for many months, really more than a year. We faced one of those family decisions. You know, do we want to go seek out another corporate job and all that comes with that, possibility of moving or worse, getting on an airplane every Monday morning and coming back on Friday? The jobs out there were private equity kind of things that, you know, they'll hire a temporary CEO and then you're out there filling out their business plan. And unfortunately, in today's economy and in today's business world, that often means restructuring and, frankly, firing people, right? And I want to know part of that. So Beth and I had a family conversation literally over at our table and said, you know, what we would really like to do is find a company that we can buy and invest in and go all in together, bring our skills to it and build from here. Something we had never done in our careers, but wanted to explore. And then we had some criteria.
Well, and a big part of that conversation was about wanting to stay in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here just over 7 years, and we've really fallen in love and have, you know, planted roots and don't want to leave, honestly. You know, involved in so many different things in the community, and we've had several big moves over the course of our married life, and, you know, that's starting over. There was no appeal in that, particularly when we live in such a great place.
I mean, one thing that can't be jumped over is the idea of doing this together. That's unique. So, you know, going into business together, that's unique. Let's talk about that.
Unique is that code for
this is the marriage therapy
yes,
part of the conversation.
We'll call this the human interest part.
Okay, got it.
Well, a couple things on that. We have had conversations in the past about buying a business. That's certainly not a foreign topic for us, but we never were in a position like this where, you know, Michael needed to figure out what was next for him. You know, our kids are at a great age. We're in a city we love. So I think there were a lot more things that just kind of fell into place to make this be a logical time to get serious about it.
Did you have a conversation about your roles within the company and decision-making processes? And I mean, obviously, if you have, I don't know if you have a board structure or what the, you know, that whole.
Well, the honest answer is yes, we did. But I think that to really fully appreciate that, it might be, maybe we should back up a little bit to talk about the decision process to where we got to, and then we can swing back around to our respective roles.
And at some point, we'll even reveal the company later on. Let's keep going.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll keep the suspense going if that is possible. So once we made that decision about wanting to find a company that we can buy and operate, something here in St. Pete or Tampa Bay at the worst, that it needed to have some criteria. Right. And so we were looking for something of a big enough scale to be interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's probably a good word. Big enough scale to be interesting. We wanted something that was established. We wanted something that would be to provide a great jumping off point for growth. We were looking for something that we could find that opportunity and see that opportunity. So the industry almost didn't matter. It was really about, we knew it needed to be something that we could, that our adding our skills to it would create value. And it needed to be in an industry or a space that we could believe in, and something that was, you know, it sounds a little trite to do good in the world, but maybe it was important to us. There were certain businesses that we had no interest in being in. Those that we did were ones that we could ultimately believe in and get behind. So we moved to the process of evaluating.
What is that process? Well, how do you shop for companies other than brokers, you know?
Well, yes, of course, brokers. But, you know, I think Michael, through his relationship with the chamber and EDC, had so many great connections with, you know, bankers, financial planners, you know, just all kinds of business leaders. What was fascinating for me is at any given moment, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of companies for sale, right? You really don't know until you start looking. But I think we were actually, in many ways, looking for something that wasn't for sale. You know, because the other thing is there's so many companies out there where the owners don't have a good exit strategy. They know that at some point they might want to retire. So having those kinds of connections in the community, certainly, well, that's how we found our company.
Yeah, it was an organized process of sitting down with bank presidents, large-scale financial planners, those that know business owners, and frankly, just coming out and saying, look, we're looking to make a purchase. Now, we did work with some brokers, and a couple of our finalist prospects came through brokers, nothing wrong with that. But during that process, once listing a business for sale with a broker, then you have the packaging begins, right? And you're not necessarily either seeing all the opportunity at that point, or moves are made ahead of time that take away some of the opportunity and increase the purchase cost. So the company we found, are we revealing it, Joe? Or
we can drum roll, yes.
Well, the company we found was not for sale. And it was one where met with Marcus Green. You know, the man has worked in St. Pete so long. He really knows the business climate here. And he said, you know what? I have a client. And this is a client who, fantastic company. And he spoke so highly of it. And he said, you know what? Maybe there is an opportunity. Let me talk to my contact, one of the owners, and see if there is an opportunity there.
And how did those first conversations go?
Well, again, this is part of the how long this process takes, because that was well over, was that a year ago? Pretty close to a year ago, that very first.
It was in early November, the first meeting. So we're coming up 10 months from that.
Yeah.
And it was simply a lunch. And it was us talking about what we wanted to do, the kind of owner we want to be, the kind of opportunity that we're looking for. And in this case, it was one of the 50-50 partners of the business said, you know what, we've been doing this for 29 years at that time, and we're ready to declare victory and move on. And, you know, however, there's two partners, and one of the partners is, you know, still very, gets up every day very excited to go to work. And so that partner wasn't quite ready to think about selling. So there was a process of meeting the other partner.
We feel like this was, in many ways, like a really in-depth job interview.
They're adopting their child, essentially, right?
Yeah. Completely, yes. You know, they really wanted to know that we were going to carry on their legacy. So it was less about that kind of transaction and more about them just really getting to know us and feeling confident we were the right fit for their company.
Which is called?
Well, the company's called Corporate Fitness Works, a 30-year-old company that is primarily in the fitness center management business. So over the course of those three decades, they have fostered these relationships with blue chip clients and Fortune 100 companies, you know, the kind of companies that have upwards of between 5,000 and 70,000 employees. So big time campuses. And what we do is we manage the fitness center inside those campuses. So that's the core business. And then grown from there has been a series of wellness services that we offer and, other things for the well-being of that employee.
Was there any kind of an endurance test during this whole process? Do you have to show the guns or anything?
No, but I do think they appreciated that we're people that take advantage of fitness, that we appreciate that in our lives. But no, we didn't have to swim a mile or run a marathon or anything.
And just to be clear, guns means arm muscles, not guns. I just, you know, I'm not sure. Make sure everybody's familiar with that term.
But. Fair enough, yeah. Well, the process itself might have been an endurance test, so I thought you were going there.
That's for sure.
You know, actually, in preparing to meet the executives and the folks who work with the company, we anticipated a question. You know, you're not from the fitness industry. How can you relate to this business? And a couple of things. One is, let's talk about the fitness part of it. Beth and I are not athletes, but we are two people who are kind of the exact target market, right? We work and we use exercise as a way to manage our stress and manage our fitness and take good care of ourselves, which is the model for what we hope to do with the employees inside the centers. But back to the acquisition and the criteria, right? We were looking for a business that had great fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And Corporate Fitness Works has great fundamentals that we can use to build on long term and the, you know, the real vitality of the company. And so the need for, and from my corporate background, I can certainly appreciate this, the need to retain talent and provide a great workplace and keep people liking to work for your company is made better by on-site amenities. Second, an employee who is healthy, has a great overall well-being, is more active, health issues, you know, tend to be lower. All those things that are huge fundamentals that companies are working for in this era of always increasing healthcare costs. So those two fundamentals really were the air in the sales of the building or the business that as we were evaluating this and looking at it objectively, it's what we thought to invest in.
I think also, you know, it really was exciting for us that this has always been a women-owned business. And, you know, working together was something we were interested in doing, but this put a whole new twist on it that in order for us to continue to be a woman-owned business, that I would be the majority owner. on a real personal level, it's a great opportunity for me because, you know, like a lot of women my age, Michael's career has taken the front seat. He's had a great career. It's provided endless opportunities for our family, but that meant my career was a little bit on hold. You know, I've kept very active, certainly continued doing a lot of the same kind of nonprofit work that I've always done, but more on the volunteer side. So it's fun for me now to take the front seat.
Yes, that's fantastic. Obviously, when you engage with a company that's not for sale, then you have the valuation process. How did that go? Did you get a third party to value it, or what was that whole process like?
Well, we used a professional counsel, both our accounting counsel and outside research. We hired an MBA student from USF St. Pete to help and kind of dig in on some of that research. And that allowed us to get a target range. And another thing about this company is that the owners wanted a handoff, like we described before. And in that kind of handoff, they accepted that you're not necessarily going for maximum valuation in that case. So, you know, the sellers could have realized more money on purchase price, but that would have meant selling to either a private equity or selling to a competitor.
Right.
And they were very much interested in the continuation of the team, where that made sense for us, and the continuation of the company. And if should they have sold to a competitor, because the place in the industry is they're one of the highest market share in the industry. And so they're just at that perfect place where they can be consolidated with a larger or consolidate on the other side. But they weren't interested in that. After 30 years of building this business, they were interested in putting it in the hands of the right people.
Right. And I had that question about valuation on the tip of my tongue, but I want to come back, Beth, because I think that's really cool that you expressed this, you know, change in your life. And so I'd like to dig a little deeper into that.
Sure.
Can you elaborate a little more? Just, you know, when you're out and, you know, representing as the owner of this successful company, can you kind of unpack how that feels? And
well, it feels great. I've had a couple of opportunities. Just, you know, we've been on the job August 1st, so this is still all fairly new. But I think what's been really affirming and exciting for me is that my background is really all in nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding is that all those skills, all the things you do in the nonprofit world in terms of leadership and management really are the same in running a business. Certainly, you know, some of the outcome is a little bit different, but, you know, the way you interact with people and just how you do business is so much the same. So I think at first I was a little bit concerned, you know, about having some of the skills necessary to run a company, but I'm finding that my career has equipped me well. And in addition, you know, we have such a great team of employees. They're doing the hard work now. So it's been very affirming.
And obviously, one of the other parallels is, you know, nonprofits are mission-driven, and you made it very clear that that mission was a huge part of your decision to do this. So talk about the parallels between nonprofit work and how you're able to drag that that mission-driven sort of purpose across.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, as Michael was saying earlier, when we were deliberating about what type of company, it was so important to us that it be a company that we could believe in, that had a purpose that we felt would be making a difference in the world. Again, as I've indicated, my background has always been in nonprofit. And since we've been here in St. Pete, I have gotten involved with several different organizations and serve on the boards of Johns Hopkins All Children's Foundation, the St. Pete Free Clinic, and also Shorecrest Prep School, where our kids have gone to school. And, you know, all of those are organizations, obviously, that have strong missions that are so important to making St. Pete a better community. And so it's great to have found a business in St. Pete that has such a powerful mission of just making people healthier, making people be the best that they can be so that they can do well in their workplace. And so we're just really excited that that parallel is there. Like you say, you know, the work I've done just translates right over.
And it's infused in your management style because you're used to leading people who are mission driven. And so even though, you know, they're for profit, why not, right? It's quality of life and get people rallied around that.
Definitely. Yeah. And we definitely feel like all of the they go by team members at Corporate Fitness Works. All the team members are really committed and do have that sense of ownership of the mission of the organization, which is great.
You talked about wanting a company that had some headroom and that where you could bring your specific skill set. So what does Corporate Fitness Works look like in a year from now? How's it different than it is today?
Well, we're hoping it's growing.
Well, it is growing now and it will be growing a year from now. You know, the profile of what we were looking for, Joe, was a company that is solid now, profitable, and on a good growth plan, right? And we really believe that it's less risky to buy on that trajectory than it is to maybe start something or to buy something that needs to be fixed, right?
Sure.
Not needing to be fixed does not mean there isn't an opportunity,
sure,
right? And so this company has reached a tipping point in our view. Some of the best brand names in business are our clients. And once you reach that kind of scale, which they have in the last couple of years, we can then accelerate and continue growing that way. Now, what we'll do is take a look strategically how that makes sense. We'll go heavier in certain regions where we're already heavy because there's greater efficiencies there.
Sure.
We're in the DC area, we're very strong. In Kansas City, we're strong. We just returned from Dallas on a business development trip. And we will bring a level of fresh ideas. And, you know, to talk about the future does not denigrate the past, right?
Of course.
But there is an opportunity at this tipping point to go from being a smaller, independently owned company to one that has a greater level of sophistication and energy and vigor in how it approaches business and how it approaches acquiring new business. So the answer is we intend to grow the company. We have a proposal out that is a world-class brand name that we believe we have a legitimate shot at getting. And so we expect to see growth. We expect to see growth here in St. Pete, and we're excited about that future.
Yeah, just kind of to repeat some of the things Michael's already said, but I think are so important. The previous owners did such a good job of building a strong company. And I think it was about 4 years ago when they themselves acquired a competitor. I think that was really created a much bigger company. So they had to spend a lot of time just merging those two businesses. And I think that has finally, all of that process has been complete. So now, like Michael's saying, we're at this really great point where we can grow. I think a lot of our job is providing the team with the confidence to grow, because I think that's new, that this isn't a company that has moved quickly. They've been a much more kind of thoughtful, deliberate in their growth. And I think our job is really going to be to push them and obviously provide them with the ability to do that, but the support needed.
Yeah, it's been an operation company with truly excellent operations that hardly ever loses clients, you know, and so it's been very much about that. And we won't lose 1 ounce of that focus as we grow the acquisition side of the business and provide tools for them to do that. We've been thrilled with the executive team. We've been thrilled with, you know, their knowledge of the industry and their knowledge of what they do on a day-to-day basis. And I think Beth and I are going to be able to bring some outside perspective to that and give them tools and give them our backing to grow, right? And to go reach the destiny for the company. And I think it is tremendously exciting going forward.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time.
We appreciate it.
Beth and Michael Vivio speaking with Joe Hamilton recently in the Catalyst Studios. From stpetecatalyst.com.